"It is obvious," Michael replied. As the two climbed down, Michael noticed several of the rails in front of the exit had large holes in them. "Hey, look," Michael said. "The fool left for password's sake." Michael and Alvin finally exited the labyrinth. They had come across several ancient monsters, but they were easy to kill. When the pair scouted the cave, they were surprised at how nice the place looked. There were flowers of every species everywhere. There was lots of sunshine, and the grass looked greener than it ever had. Michael and Alvin wished they could stop the nervous, but the dragon had to be slain. A beast was in sight, and so the two headed on. But they finally had Restoration's Nest. See, the dragon had stored all the gold he plundered throughout the years underground that he was resting on it. Dragon smelled of rotting eggs, and he could see hairs growing out of his mouth if he looked closely. Hogo pulled out a sword. There's just one easy slab. He drew it, take the gold, and rebuild a new city. Unfortunately for him, fate had other plans.